Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April the 11th, 2017. I'm Tungameli Nkomo, and tonight we are featuring protest poets who are tackling Zimbabwe's deepening social, economic and political crisis in the best way they know, and that is through poetry. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. We are also streaming live, by the way, on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. So we all know how Zimbabwe's socio-political and economic situation is playing out, right? Things are not well. And activists are cropping up everywhere. We now have social movements, the Tajamugas, the This Flag, and so many more. We also have traditional politicians. As you know, we have Morgan Tsvangirai, Walshman Ncube, Simba Makoni, Tendai Biti, Joyce Mujuru, and many, many more in the opposition terrain, who are also tackling Zimbabwe's crisis in the best way they know. They are politicians. And today on this program, we are featuring a different kind of activists, and these are poets. Joining me now is my first guest, Bongani Ncube of the Ngibace Ezizweni fame. Bongani, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfowethu. Good evening. I'm honored to have you on Studio 7.
Ngiyabonga futhi ukungena kuhlelo lwakho.
Yeah, kunjani eMzansi, Ncube?
Hayi, siyazama futhi, siyazama.
Aha, sipace ezizweni sonke, Ncube, we are both domiciled far away from home. You are in Johannesburg, and I'm here. I'm referring to your poem, Nipace ezizweni. Before we talk about it, let's hear that poem. Producer, let's play Bongani's poem, Nipace Ezizweni.
Lachithwa nqasana kwenzenjani igazi eMorogoro, waphenjwa ngoba nomlilo wasentumbane, yabhalwa kutheni grand planning. Kukhona okunuka santungwana ngendaba yama-distance. Ikuliphi ikhabothi idumbutshena reporting, yadalwa ngubani i-moment of madness? Bangaka ababulawa yigugurawundi, baboshwa yini abababulalayo, sebabuya na abanyamalalayo, asabuthwa yini amathambo emigodini, yasihlanganisa yini isizwe unit accord? Iphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho, ngibhace ezizweni. izaphu yayivuliwe noma yayizifele ebalekela ngila nje wayewoneni umqabuko babotshwa nje badleni kabani udabeni kwalo masuku unkala wabugeza baphela na ukundebele inja eyabulalisa usidini malunga yagcina ibonakele na balihlifiza yini ikhanda lecobra ababelitsho sezisazi ingane zasempumalanga ukuthi lini i-distant ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni Benziwa nabalahla licala kuilover scandal iSAP yayithi benze nobaba seyathuthukiswa yini matebeleland isifundwa yini imbali yeziprize ikolweni zezihlonitshwa ngulinganayo na indima yeZimbabwe zilokhu ziqala ngalimi lunye na indaba zelizwe zelikhulunywa yini iqiniso emsakazweni ngoba nabadlala kumahlola nyama isatholakala yini ingwe emadlodlo ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni Zingenaphi ingane zeZimbabwe empini yeCongo selaziwa yini inani labantwana abafela khona aphiwa bana amadayimani aqhagwa khona asingenela noma angeniswe emapulazini amawoveti asekwazi yini ukulima kwenelisa isizwe asayithola yini imisebenzi ama-green bomber bafundiselwana umoya omubi abantwana bezilungile sezakhiwa na izindlu ezadilizwa ngumrambatsinwa ngiyoze kube nini ingane zeZimbabwe zifela kuLimpopo uyahlatshwa yini umkhosi nxa bedliwe zingwenya kuphenywa nini ngabahlengu endleleni bebalekela eSouth Africa libalwa ezandleni zikabani igazi lengane zakwethu elichitha emazweni ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni yize bani elibalekelwa iziphofu babone nabantu abangaboniyo amadokotela lamanesi abalekani axoshwa yini amatisha abafundi besala Basayelwana bamaqembu aphikisayo na mpibani ayilwa lebala lomuntu uhulumende bangapha bamhlopha babe lesifiso sokuthuthukisa ilizwe ziyofunda nini ingane zabafelokazi bathuthukiswa kanjani empumalanga entshonalanga bebulawa ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni
Bace ezizweni that poem there from acclaimed poet Bongani Ncube okhona lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ncube, I know as a poet, Zimbabwe's multifaceted crisis is giving you guys more than enough fodder. To you know write your poems to do what poets do but what's the number one issue that motivates you to keep writing
I think it's I feel like I've got a talent to pass a message to my people so what motivates me is more of I feel the pain When I see them suffering in foreign countries, I feel the pain. When I see my people undermined, I feel the pain. When we grew up, Zimbabwe was one of the most richest countries in Africa, and it was also called the basket of Africa. But now, when I see my people suffering in foreign countries, it motivates me to tell the story. If I don't tell it myself, nobody will tell it.
Ikulelayini enhlabe kwamancane kunkondlo yakho le uthi wena yizwe bani elibalekelwa iziphofu baboneni abantu abangaboniyo apa bongani are kuti iye inyika yakaita sei iri kutizwa nemabofu chii chavaona vanhu vasingaoni that's a Lusa Shona translation there. Uti ena ubongani yizwe bani libalekelwa iziphofu babonene abantu abangaboniyo obviously Mr. Ncube that's a powerful statement there
yebo yeah abantu abanengi iyabathinda leso statement ngoba mhlawumbe yazi kusuka komuntu ongaboni ehamba about 1000 kilometers engazi lokuthi umfula uchapha kanjani edonswa ngomunye kuletha imbuzo eminingi kakhulu ma ungafika egoli baningi kakhulu abantu basezimbabwe sibabona behamba becela emarobotini uletha imibuzo ukuthi abantu laba bazobefike lapha uhambe kanjani balethe ubani ebalethelani bawuchaphe kanjani umfula so imibuzo engenampendulo leyo engiyibuzayo ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba clear kwabanye abantu ukuthi ubunzima esinabo kwenza labantu abayiphofu baze bashiye izwe lapho.
Was this poem also motivated maybe by the many visually impaired Zimbabweans that you find in the streets of Johannesburg becela izimali vachikumbira rubatsiro?
Yes. Ya iphino oyibonayo abantu bakithi abanenge ngeboli esesikhuluma iqiniso bayahlupheka and ukuhlupheka bakubona kungcono kulo kuhlupheka bangakuko. So ngathi vele ama-lines amaningi amotivetwe yimpilo esiyiphilayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bebotshwa, kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bevumela ukweyiswa ngoba behluphekile. Ezinye izigqa ezibuhlungu mhlawumbe uthole ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi bayaboshwa bavalelwe emagumba kupeni kufakwa ispray. So izinto ezinjalo ngothi uma uzibona uzizothinteka kakhulu ukuthi kanti uma ngingalikhulumile liqiniso engilibonayo ngokuhlupheka kwabantu liyokhulunywa ngubani.
Aha, please do stay on the line. The Ncube ungayikatshana sizaphenduka. Bongani has another poem. By the way, here's an album that came out last week. You can go on Amazon. You will find it. It's called War on Peace. And we also have his poem here called Why Africa. But before playing that for you, we have our second guest, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line. We have now Nkosilathi Moyo. Mkomana kukwekwe Magadiva Moyo. Aiwa vankomo vari boss Derek. Kuri bo here kukwekwe uko.
Awa kukwekwe tinotamba chose.
Aha, muri muri kuita zvepoetry vamoyo ndakabata imwe yenetembo dzenyu inonzi iyo yangu mivunzo timbo player that netembo timbo ridza netembo iyoyo tisati tadzokera gwamuri va moyo before you know we play that you know one or two questions for you what motivates you to do what you do you know obviously there's a lot of you know things going on in Zimbabwe the social fabric is broken down. The economy is breaking down. There is no money in the banks. Asi chii chamungati ndicho chinhu chakakoshesa zvikuru chinoita kuti munge muchigara pasi muchinyora netembo dzenyu.
Netembo idzi ndinodzinyora dzichibva pasi pemoyo zvikonzerwa nokurwadziwa kwandinenge pandinenge ndiinako ndichiona kutambudzika kuri kuita mhuri yezimbabwe. Saka the pen is the only weapon yandinayo yandogona kushandisa kunyora marwadzo angu nekuratidza kuchema nekushungurudzika nekutongwa kuri kuita nyika yezimbabwe.
Remangwana renyika muri kurionawo sei nekuti tokuona masocial movements akawanda pana anatajamoka vana this flag vari kupindawo mumigwagwa achimhanya-mhanya. Imimi sana nyanduri mungati basa ramuri kuita rakaenzana nekukosha here nebasa riri kuitwa nevezvematongero enyika vari kurudzira utongi hwejekerere munyika.
Basa redu sana nyanduri kana nzira randingarisema protest artist rakakosha zvikuru nekuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinokontributawo mukudhimanda utongi hwejekerere sezviri kuitwawo nanatajamuka nanahaisdisflag. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti isu tinofanira kungobva isu vana nyanduri neprotest art yedu nevanengwari mugwagwa tese tikaita mushandira zvinogona kutibatsira kuti Zimbabwe tigone kugadzirisa dambudziko iri rekumbunyikidzwa kwatiinako munyika yeZimbabwe.
Aha, those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, your youth forum. And tonight we are featuring protest poets. And we have on the line Bongani Ncube of The Ngibhace Ezizweni Fame. And of course, Nkosilathi Moyo. Mkomana wekukwekwe Timbonzwa. Netembo yake achiti iye yangu mivunzo.
Pamusoro yevakuru varodare. Bu, bu, bu. Gusundorova kukupai rwenyu rukudzo. Ndiri mwana wazuro mukaka uchipopa nedzangu mino. Ndakanga ndisipo ururungano parwakaitika. Mukasatudzawo chokwadi mati tikure takaputirwa negorere nema here. Inga kuziwa mbuya uudzwa wani. Chiko chakameza chiamene hebeti chitepo. Pafiwa inga tinobvunzira wani. Kutsaka chajika wedu mufi. Vapambe pfumi wakauraya redu gamba chitepo here. Kana kuti kwaive kukweshana kwemashuku omuna vaimwe. Nyarara Nkosilathi. Hazvina zera neyo. Josaya magama tongo gara. Chaka chiririza chimurenga achitunga mirira mwana komana wehondo. Siku nesikati, rake ziara kaerera achirwira rusununguko rwemwana wemutema. Sango ndokuzo kupai maneta. Roto nuirira rusununguko, yaka gazwa shamba kodzi. Asi haana kuzorijika. Aka mezgwa neiko, magama tongo gara. Zangu ndangariro zoti tsuro. Yaka zvidzigira vayo vana. Ruregerero vana soro jena. Sandi kukupumai huroi. Shungu dzobaya wangu moyo. Kuda kuziva chokwadi. Nyarara Nkosilathi. Hazvina zera newe. Rex nongo kutsvira mumba here chokwadi. Mavivi mangani asmithi akapunyuka. Wake ushingi mukubata gidi maukanganwa here. Nasi zonzi. Akatsvira kuhope areredze umambo. Ndaramba ini mwana wemurozvi. Tsuro yakazvidyira vayo vana. Vanosimbisa dzindere wavo ushe neropa revanhu. Mambo chiponda vasina mhaka. Nerera nechirikadzi zvinodzati chakata. Vazhinji vakafira kuchemera utongi wejekerere. Itai dzamara kungonyangairika semuterungwana nechokwadi here. Zame vachingoramba vanyerere havo sevasiko. Isharipwa riniko ingozi yomudzvinyiriri weganda dema seso. Nyaya dzenyika, Jojo chenjera. Gwenyambira mapfumo riyo vakaimba wani. Saka tati, siyana nazvo Nkosilathi, hazvina zera newe. Ndatenda.
Nkosilathi, akamidzwa nei kotongo gara.
Ndoi mwenyewe mvunzo yandiri kuvunza uko vakuru kuti muno muzvibabwo mune zvimwe zvinhu zvakaitika. Rumwe rungano rusina tsanangudzo zvakafamba sei. Saka sanyanduri ndoi mvunzo yandaibvunza kuvakuru venyika. Kuti chiiko chikambonyatsoti.
Uri kuti iwewe yako uchi you know inozi refrain mupoetry nechirungu uri kuramba uchiti iwewe nyarara hako Nkosilathi hazvina zera newe. Apa uri kurevei apa? Uri kureva iwewe kuti, you know, sanyanduri une mibvunzo. Asi, panosvika nguva yekuti unenge wakutya kubvunza mibvunzo iyoyo nekuti uri kubvunza kuti kuwana vana Rex Nhongo kutsvira mumba here? Vanaita idzamara. Kukutakatiga. Ko, what happened to Tongo Gara? Pane nguva here yaunonzwa semunhu anonyora poetry wakuvhunduka kuti apa maybe ndakubvunza mibvunzo yakawandisa. Hello, Nkosilathi. Halo, kosla turikundi nzwa hiri. I think we are having connection problems there with Nkosilati, but we'll be trying shortly to reconnect with him. Ncube, qhubeka ubambile khonapho mtakababa. Silo mlalele ecingweni uSikhumbuzo Moyo eMzansi. Kunjani Moyo baba?
Hayi, siyabonga mtakababa. Kunjani khonapho eMelika?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sungenile kuhlelo.
Yes, ujaha lo-talented kakhulu uNkosilati, imibuzo ayibuzayo mkhulu, ifuna impendulo ebantwini abadala.
Mm.
Kodwa ngiyiboni impendulo eyithola ngokuthi abantu abadala esinabo kwamanje, hayi bayahlanhlatha bayeganeni. Ma umnika umbuzo yena kuphendula ngomunye umbuzo.
Yini bengafuna ukuyiqonda imibuzo bayiphendule njengokubuzwa kwayo?
Hayi, iqiniso liyahlupha gifts ukuthi silikhulume, uyazi nawe iqiniso noma usecourt ma ukhuluma iqiniso ubanjwa licala. So ukuthi sile ukuthi ukhuluma amanga. So abadala bethu laba abasikhokhelayo basebenzisa amanga esitedini okuthi basebenzise iqiniso. Ngokuthi iqiniso lona linzima liyababopha, libabopha bonke nje.
Abamanga eqinisweni.
Abakho eqinisweni noma aze baye ema-church bayeguqa ema-church bakhulekelwe kodwa hhayi izandla zabo zingcolile zigcwele igazi.
Mhm. Hhayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
And leli jaha uNkosilati bengicela lisibambakanise nalo. Hheyi, ngiyayifuna linkondlela ilayo, yinkondlo eyakhayo njalo efundisayo kithi thina besifana.
Yeah, I know siyabonga Moyo, ungahamba ku website yetu sizafaka something khona apho za kwanisa ukulalela.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mtaka baba, thank you very much.
Ngiyathanda
nje ukuthi laba abantu abasibambela ukhetho, mina bengicela ukuthi nje bake bahlehle bame phansi ngoba sesikhathele ngikubanjela ukhetho ngabantu banye abazala benikwa okokwenza. Imithetho yokhetho ayitshintshwe nje ukuthi sivoteni kube kahle ngoba umnyaka wokuvota ufikile wona next year. Kodwa ngokwemithetho yokhetho le, mina bengifuna ukuthi ngama opposition bakuyini mina belandelelana ngami bayiyeke le ndaba yokhetho. Uma kuthi iyadissolve iparliament bayidissolve, bathi we were khethweni, no khetho without reform.
Hayi, siyabonga kuzalunga Moyo, siyabonga baba ngokungena kuhle.
Okay, that's Sikhumbuzo
Moyo there, one of our callers calling from South Africa. Coming back to you, Bongani Ncube. By the way, Bongani doesn't only focus on the happenings in Zimbabwe. He goes further far and beyond borders. He has a poem called Why Africa? Let's listen in.
Why Africa? Why? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments. They pave their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish. Our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why Africa? Why? Why
are these evil perpetrators called protectors? Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths than to answer our questions. Why Africa? Why? Why are these criminals or not? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments. They pave their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish. Our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why Africa? Why? Perpetrators called protectors. Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths.
Why Africa? Why? Yeah, that's the poem there of Bongani Ncube of the Ngibhace Ezizweni Fame. Ncube akuphosela ukugcina lapha mfowethu. Ngilabanye I've two more poets to talk to, so I'm trying to wrap it up with Bongani and Nkosilathi before we move on to our two other guests. Ncube, ufisa ukubona elakusasa leZimbabwe elinjani? Yiphi iZimbabwe? Ngenjani iZimbabwe ofuna ukuyibona, njalo ofisa ukuthi abantu abakho bakhulelekile?
Ilizwe lakithi linothile. Lisasenomnotho omningi ongazange usetshenziswe kakhulu kuma-minerals. So nginesifiso sokuthi ngibona abantu bakithi bengasahlupheki kwamanye amazwe. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke sabe omunye umuntu. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke bamdlulule omunye. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ozakuzonda ukuzonda omunye umuntu, kungela muntu ozoyisaba omunye. Elokugcina engingalitsho ukuthi kukho konke esikwenzayo thina singosonkonto sizimbongo. Siyaludinga uxhaso ukuze siqhubeke sinamandla. Ubongani Ncube lonyaka leli dlala dekade lidlala lithi War of Peace. Liyatholakala ku-Amazon, liyatholakala ku-Google laku-iTunes. Kanti abasegoli bangangithinta balithole. Mhlawumbe bangangithola ku-Facebook Bongani Ncube. Lonyaka futhi ngizorekhoda i-CD lami engibhizi ngalo elithi Dear Brother. So siyaludinga kakhulu uxhaso. Okokugcina ke ngiyabonga uxhaso esilutholileyo kubantu bakithi, la bantu bakithi abasivula imiqondo. Okungijabulisa kakhulu njengoba besiqeda ukudlala uwaye Africa, ayikho into engijabulise njengokuthola mhlawumbe umuntu angifonela athi useGreece, umuntu angifonela athi useTanzania, umuntu angifonela athi usekenya, uhlabe kuthiwe umqhele inkondo yami uyayithanda kakhulu. lokho kungibonisa ukuthi ukhona okunye engithinta abantu bakhitha enhliziyweni zabo. Ngiyabonga.
Mhm, siyabonga. Ah, bongani Ncube. Ah, elamidlalade lakho ngalithenga ku Amazon. And I must say I can't wait for your second album. Siyabonga Ncube, sizaqhubeka sikhuluma ba.
Okay, kuthi ngiyabonga.
Aha, bongani Ncube. Va nkosilathi moyo madzoka parunare runare rwenyu ruri kunetsa. Muripo muri kundinzwa?
Ya, ndiri kukunzwa baba.
Aha, timbopinda moyo mwene tembo yenyu zvekare muri kuti imimi rauya bondi. He's talking about the bond. Now, let's listen to that poem, Rauya Bondi.
Ide tembo rinonzi Rauya Bond. Yaka gazwa hachgana yemutakuna nzawe hoa. Vakange vanyaso ibika mbuya vatarisai. Kui kwene zera, sare ya tsukira sokunonzi inyama. Zvinaaniko chaive chivara nomba. Hoa, hausi nyama igaro ziwa wani. Dinoreva iro bondi radai kuti pacha mune dzedu hombodo. Kushungo kutoshandisa avo masimba kuri mbunyikidza kuri zhinji sekunonzi imari. Kwavo kusanyararudzi iko kubira varombo. Kutyawo nembuva yenherera, matiwo isare nei. Inga matiisa parumana nzombe chaipo. Rau ya bondi, chifaranyadzi. Unzi rakaenzana ne US dollar. Vuseka henyu bvumaranda kuseka namosorugare. Inga mashura mudunu. Uri Kristu here nai mangunjika, akasandura mvura kuita waini pamuchato wekana, iwo kudyorera mapepa, ototi wamashandura yave mari. Inga mapererwa, kubatwa nechadzimira kuchinaya. Enyu mazano asara, kusuta nekukama varombo. Hero bondi, rombo nyikidzwa kuruzhinji. Regai tione kuchawira tsvimbo nedowe. Ikonomi nebondi, gonzo nechingai, regai zvitosorani. Zvazokuomerai vagoni. Rau ya bondi, chisveta varombo chehurumende. Ndatenda.
Gonzo, hanzi ikonomi nebondi, igonzo nechingai, zvazokuomerai vagoni. Those are deep sentiments vamoyo. Saka nyaya mabondi anetsa hurumende yaka maintroducer ichiti iri kuda kuvhara gepu yekushomeka kwemari asi zvanetsa zvatadza kushanda vamangutya vakambotaura kuti bondi rikatadza kushanda ndiri kurizaina haizi nguva yekuti vange vachisiya basa here.
Ndinoti bondi rakundikana ndosaka ndakazosvika pakunyora detembo rakadai so rakundikana kugadzirisa dambudziko rine remari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe noti dai raipedza macash shortages dai tisinga chaoni malaini mukapinda ndinotipinda mukweke makufenseni sere unowana mabhengi akavhara zvezvekuti vanhu vanenge vanokutorarapo vachimirira cash yavo saka kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu zviri kuratidza kuti zvekunzi bondi ndiyo solution haiwa kungovaraidzana mashoko ongovharanyadza asi chokwadi chiripo ndekuti rakundikana kana dai vamangundya vairerisa kuti vanogona kurizana ndonguva yekuchirizana nokuti zvokwadi radini rakundikana.
Mhm. Saka netembo dzenyu izi vamoyo tichi vhara chirongwa nemi before we move on to our next guest. Tuziva muri kuti mazitora mubhuku ramuri kunyora richabuda rini bhuku iri uyezve rinenge richinzi ichi title yacho.
Netembo dzose dzindiri kutora ndiri kudzitora mubhuku randiri kunyora rinonzi iro ngoma yenharo netembo dzezvematongero enyika randiri kutarisira kuburitsa munana June gore rinori. Rere nembatanidzwa uye netembo dzose dzine chekuita nezvematongero enyika muno muzimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Ngoma yenharo that book coming up there from poet Nkosilathi Moyo. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamoyo. Aha, thank you there. And joining us now is my long-time friend all the way from college in Bulawayo. That's Davidson Mzingwa, a fellow journalist, a film producer, and pretty much he's everything that is sophisticated that you can think of. Mzingwa, namugamuchirai muchirongwa. Apa, you know, it sounds funny kuti nditi vamudzingwa because I have to say it, but uri shamwari haundongoti diva. But risinei, mapina muchirongwa vamudzingwa, timbonzwa first netembo yenyu inoti iyo ngoda. Inozi ngoda chi? Ngoda papata.
Ya, ngoda papata. Kureva kuti yaoma kuti gwa.
Ngoda papata. Let's listen to that poem there by Davidson Mzingwa.
Akatanga ari mahongera. Isindokuti iguwa rokutsime. Ndokuwa guwa rotinira semabhanangana. Zvikai mudzimu wafuratira. Isindokuzvishingisa tikati ine mawaro. Somoto wechirimo dondo ndiye ngandu. Muchiuno tikabata, mashaju ekudzimura hapana hapa. Chirimo chizere nemepo. Kana umwe mukute wakapfumvutira. Chero mushavi umwe une mashaju ekudzimura. Kudzimura iro guwaro dai kupenya sempande. Guwaro boa segwai rinoshura pakushizhiwa. Hamuna kuwaere kuti pakaoma kuti gwa. Iwo vavimi jeve ndiye ndindindi. Iwo vachenjeri vafuratira sematsi rikurebwa iripo. Vakuru vazvo bwai bwai sechimumumu chagagwa nehasha. Mudzimu wagumbuka, shoko raramba robwereketewa. Raimbonongwa semavaonde pasi pemuvonde. Kutana semagwazhava mumenderekedzo dzegwizi. Vana vedu vakati, mudzimu yadavira. Vakazoti asvika vapambi. Ndiye bvuruvata. Nedunurose, tokuridza wamanda kukoka shamwari dzekure, shamwari dziya dzinonyemwerera munguva yezhizha. Hekani waro, tabozha, vakazevezera. Bani ndokusoswa neruzhowa runobaya. Imbwa dzine masiriri dzorisa vana vevhu. Shoko rofamba kuti vamwe vakatsakatisigwa nhaka iyi. Ndokurova zvakadaro, asi ndokuramba kurova zvamuchose. Mudzimu waramba, vachenjere voti mudzimu ndiringe. Mudzimu wafuratira, ndiye papata, ngoda pachina, kuchiadzwa. Nyanduri Davidson Mzingwa, netembo ichinziyo, ngoda papata.
That's my man there, Davidson Mzingwa. Before, ndichidzokera kwamuri vamudzingwa, timbonzwa imwe netembo yenyu zvekare inoreva nezveropa.
Fumo harizi shizha, pfuti haisi Jorodhani. Museve unozikamwa nekubaya, vurimbo havuzi vuchi. Kukacha kunoreva kukacha, kurova kugoreva kurova. Kuponda kunoreva izvozvo, kuponda. Kugwadzisa kuchigoreva kugwadzisa. Ropa harisi muto wemaburos. Kukocha hakurevi kutsetsa, kurova hakurevi kubabadzira, kuponda hakurevi kupuruzira, kugwadzisa hakurevi kurapa, kuteura ropa hakuzi kupuma muchaiwa, batatsinga udzikame mwanawe, dzinza ringapera.
Ropa arizi imoto wemabros. Titange nene tembo iyo iva mudzingwa, muri kunyora nezvei apa?
Netembo inondisuisa nyaya kuti ndakange ndichitevera nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Pakuti nguva dzose dzinoitwa sarudzo mukati menyika, tinoona kuti pane vanhu vanosvikaiwo pakunge vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachinzi vaurawa nebato ravanopikisana naro. Ende vanhu vazhinji vanosvika pakunge vachirasikirwa noupenyu hwavo, vanhu vasina mhosva dzavanenge vapara, mhosva yanenge achinzi yapara imhosva yekuti asiyana mufungiro wake noumwe anofunga kuti bato rakati ndorofanira kunge richitsigirwa saka vosvika pakunge vachiteura ropa inyaya yekuti vasiyana pamafungiro saka inyaya yandakange ndichinyora ndichitaura kuti ropa riri kungoteurwa iri nyore nyore kudai ropa rakasiyana nemuto wemabhurosi mabhurosi atinongotora mumuti tichidya toona rurimi rwatsvuka tichifarira kuti rurimi rwatsvuka zvino saka izvi zvinonge zvaratidza kuti upenyu hwevana vezimbabwe kubva paitwa sarudzo kubva pagore ra 2000 kurova kwemumwe munhu chinhu chachisina kana basa chiita sokuti hapana kana zvinji zvaitika kana munhu asinga pakunge achiurawa saka nde chidokwa dokwa chandaiva nacho chii chekuti izvi zviri kuitika izvi zvinoitikirei uyewo zvii zvingaitwa kuita kuti zvinge zvisaitika ndosaka ndainyora ndichitaura inyi tsinidzira kuti hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika ndichiyambira zvakare kune vaya vanoshandiswa nevakuru vezvematongerwo enyika kuti vasvike pakunge vashayiro basa rekuuraya vamwe munzvimbo dzavagere kunharaunda dzavagere kuti kana ngozi youya inouya kwauri ndosaka pakupera kwaro richinziwo atatsinga mwana we usarega hasha dzichikugara vosvika pakunge uchiuraya munhu kuti kana ngozi youya haiuyi kumunhu akakutuma inouya kwauri uyewo nemhuri yako inosvika pakuparara nenyaya yekuteura ropa.
You also touch on the Marange Diamonds and of course decrying the you know abuses that occurred there and that are still happening and you also talk about nyaya yekuti hanzi ngoda racho ratopera. What motivated you to you know, do the Marange poem? I know you've personally been there, but how much were you touched by the Marange issue?
So the issue of the Marange diamonds or the diamond findings in Marange is one of those famed cliches of the resources that become a case in the scenario of Marange. It was supposed to be boom and change the whole situation of the country, but in particular the local community of Marange in the Manikan province. But when the finding happened, things changed. The whole world turned to Marange from all those people that other people referred to as vultures. They all went to Marange to capitalize on the finding to enrich themselves and realize from what we have seen and that what has been proven that most political bigwigs also capitalized on this. And instead of enriching the country coffers or the treasury, most of these people were turning these resources to their own personal wealth. And this went on for long, and the country got poorer, but a few individuals were getting richer. So this disturbed me. And when we went to this place, a couple of years ago, we realized that it was a human spectacle because a lot of people are coming in to mine those artisanal miners that we commonly call makorokoza. Some of them were doing it for their own personal gain because rightfully so they can do that because politicians were doing that the same. But some of the artisanal miners, the makorokoza people, were also employed by the political bigwigs to exploit this natural resource that is supposed to benefit the whole country, but primarily the community that it was mined from. And we never saw what happened to the Marange diamonds in terms of impact to the whole country. But what was more chilling about the Marange diamonds was the issue of the political or the security forces harassment of the common people there. We know, and there's evidence from different researches that were done by researchers and journalists, that ordinary people were beaten, they were butchered by soldiers, they were butchered by unread police, and as it says, and on record, that there's dozens of them that died, and some were buried in a mass grave. And after all these tragedies, there's nothing that came to fruition in terms of prosperity from that kind of area. So this poem traced the whole conundrum of the Marange diamonds, that is, they came as a blessing to the Marange area and also to the country as a blessing from the ancestors. But when the political bigwigs used or leveraged on their power to exploit this resource for their own personal gain, the ancestors were not happy, and suddenly the diamonds disappeared. As we know that a couple of years ago, the government announced that the exploration that had been done in Marange, they can't find anything in the area. So, and the common word on the streets was the ancestors were not happy, and then the diamonds disappeared. So it narrates the whole conundrum from the finding and how the political bigwigs used their power to exploit this for their own personal gain, and how people were, human rights were violated, and how some people were killed, some disappeared. Up to now, families do not know where their relatives are. And it ends by encouraging the government, or also pointing fingers to those people that are exploiting the diamonds. Mm-hmm. But now we are calling for ancestors to intervene to ensure that these diamonds are available, but they're no longer available because of the crime that was committed in Marange, in Chiaza in particular. So that's what it touches. The narrative goes through the whole journey of what Marange went through.
Mm-hmm. Personal friend of mine, award-winning film producer, journalist, a poet, Devson Mudzingwa. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure having you on. Please do come again next time.
Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you there, Devson Mudzingwa Shamari Yangu. Moving on, we have our last guest. Vati Indlamuva Yinkosi. We have Desire Moyo. He calls himself Desire Moyoxide. I call him Carbon Monoxide. Moyo, ngiyawamukela uhlelo baba.
Hayi, ngiyajabula kakhulu, ngiyathokoza impela.
Yeah, lathi siyathokoza ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Singakayikatshana, let's listen to his poem called Balagwe. It's been circulating for a long time on social media, WhatsApp, Facebook, but many people don't know the person behind this poem, Balagwe. Let's listen to that.
Balagwe, my son, about his disappearance, you talk of exile. About his death, you talk of findings. About the killings, massacre and genocide, you talk of madness, insanity and disturbances. About his bones, you talk of nothing. Balagwe, what exactly happened to my son? What a scandalous crime did he do? What an unforgivable sin did he commit? How did he become the enemy of the state at the age of 16? For he was hunted down by the state agents, the 5th Brigade, who had no 6th sense, the common sense. Mangingalwi, hachikambi kangilwi, ufuthi luchekelo luphetheyo, where is my son, Balagwe? Kamanda Maman disaster in Wanke late 70s, gave an explanation. Marikana in Lokuvele Mzansi, gave an apology. Mass graves in Nyatsonya and Chimoyo have a blueprint history. Balagwe, why are you silent about my son who disappeared in 1984? Balagwe, I am back from beyond, bellowing like a bulldozer in plantant quest for the facts. Back from the vessels of fear, vomiting taboos in violent quest for the evidences. Back from dungeons of self-exile, demanding definite therapies to my souls. Back from the refugee camps, ravenously charging like a buffalo against the bad taste of state leaders. Back from hiding, back from undercover, never alone, at Balagwe. Now I am at 90. I need to know before I go to meet my ancestors. Where is my son? Where is my son, Balagwe? Balagwe, where is my son? When hell at Entumbane demobilization camps broke loose, it was me and never my son. You went after my son at school, burned down the Ndebele school, and abducted the Ndebele speaking species. Till today, Balagwe, nothing has been said about my son's whereabouts. Balagwe, why threaten me when I call your name? Why harass when I question the whereabouts of my son, antelope mine? Where is my blood? Where is the heir to my throne? In Dalifa Yomuzongo Wami. Where is the Tola Nesilo, son of Masibi, son of Chababa? Gingagai Gubabamkulu, Gazise, what do I in Umtanami? Balagwe. Kukuraundi, Why talk about the silence when my son died screaming in excruciating agony? Kukraundi, why talk about this dentry when you devoured a 16-year-old schoolboy in a khaki school uniform and a brown school bag in his hand? Kukura wound, the Kukura wounds refuse to heal. No traditional healer can doctor a wound whose cause is unknown. No prescription can be given without proper facts. But what exactly happened to Palakwe? I see mass graves and mines turned into grave sites. Anyway, where is my son, Palakwe? Palakwe, my mind trembles tremendously like a drilling machine when it does somersaults back to the past. When I play back the horrific motion pictures of pregnant village women whose stomachs were opened like that and the little thing falling down. When I revisit the apartments of my past visions at the back of my mind, seeing people being frogmashed into a hut and that hut set on fire. When I vividly remember, as if it were yesterday, how the 5th Brigade sent the wave of icy terror across the entire Antelope Mine. Palakwe, I can't remember my son. I can't be reminded about my son. Where is my son, Palakwe? Your big belly consumed my brilliant child. His brilliance perhaps buried alive or burnt into piles of ashes. His dreams devoured by dungeons of the depths. I ask those who commandeered the red, barretted, bloodthirsty human zombies, those who came far east ready to feast on the people from the south. They took my son in the heart of the afternoon and never seen again. Palakwe, kunyamalala inkosi lobhengula, hathi usana lami. I am 90 now. Before I go to meet my ancestors, Palakwe, tell me, who was mad? Who was disturbing? What was being disturbed? And what is the compensation? His bones still lie somewhere undisturbed, perhaps undiscovered. Palakwe, imbuzo kayiku pela. Where is my son? Where is my son?
Yeah, we are kahlela linto monoxide.
Yeah, ngiyakwatula baba kula ngenyindlela.
Okuluma kakhulu ngendaba yeGugrawondi lapha into lokhwise enhliziyweni zabantu abaningi mani isilonde esiloku sibhibhidla wena ikuhlupho okunganani lindaba
uyabona iGugrawondi iyafana nje lesithunzi sami mina lapho ngivela khona enkayi kwesikhobokhobo kulamanxeba amaningi ongawathola emfuleni ongawathola emafusini akithi. So kuyangikhathaza kakhulu ukubana obabamkhulu labazali bethu abanye baze bawushiya lomhlaba bengatholanga impendulo, bengatholanga ukukhumisana umlotha, bengatholanga ukuzwa lokuchathisela ukuthi kanti babevele bewoneni. Ngalokho-ke hhayi mina angeke ngithule, angeke ngifake phakathi njengesokisi lomkhwenyana. Kumele le ndaba ixazululwe. Ngiyathaba nje ukubana uhulumende seqalisa ukwenza into ze reconciliation amabhili lawa sikhangela ukuthi khona impendulo lembuzo ekhona phakathi kwethu ifake edandalazini.
Silalele njalo enye inkondlo yakho listening again now to another poem by Desire Moyoxide and the poem is called Abalungileyo timbozo imwe netembo zvekare ya Desire Moyoxide inonzi abalungileyo vangapi hanzi vakanaka vari kupi. That's a loose translation there in Shona, but it's not very precise. Abalungileyo vangapi, let's listen to that.
Kanti abalungileyo baphi sengibhudule ngadinwa sengibhode ngadela nanku umbuzo phendulani sizwe abalungileyo bangaphi ilizwe lathathwa ngothatha wese umbuso waba ngowababulali umhlabathi wathunjwa ngodla ngodli umnotho wahuquluzwa ngamahaga isizwe zakhokhelwa ngontando kayiphikiswa kanti shuwa abalungileyo bangaphi emsakazweni kusakaza abasengalezimithiyo kuzifa kufudumala abalezafesane emuni muti ababhidings kusebenza ababhedayo kuzanu ziyana it never rains but it pours abe-MDC bamadolo nzima kuzaphu khona ziphaphama ezimbabwe zimbi indaba kanti bakithi abalungileyo bangaphi
abalungileyo babe ngapi idola belibulala abalungileyo babe ngapi imota siqeda abantu impumala yokhitho lukaMathi 29 luphekwa inzalo yesendele ndebele igugura undwa intambo sezicathulo sisibulala izitishi zidubuka lemigoqo gebheka kanti abalungileyo babe ngapi ukulunga kujeziswa namhlanje bangapi labo abalungileyo isisekelo sombuso sigida ikwasakwasa le-reverse jive echiyazwa kumakhakhasayo kanti suwa abalungileyo bangapi mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu ukubuza ngesaba mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ngesaba ngesaba ukukhulunywa kabi ngesaba ukukhonjelwa ngemidwe iminwe ngesaba ukunonkolozwa imigobho yamehlo ngesaba ukuqoqodelwa ngabakhunkula ebusuku mina bengifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza ngesaba ngesaba ukufela ukubuza ngesaba ukufela iqiniso iqiniso ngithi bathi ngumhluzi wempisi holi gina kanjani igano mina ngilomdijana yikho ngithi ngisaba ukubuza yekeleni ngithule kusonakala bekeleni baqapule esikhundleni zekeleni zidubuke kanjalo izititshi yekelani imigoqo gebhike bayekeleni bahlebe banyeke balunxebe lubhensa ufudu yekelani lina balumayo bephozisa labo kuzabaluma aluba yilesibindi aluba ukubuza kungabulali hlezi ngabe namhla ngiyabuza fune enkulumane kulunga izinto wazise umlomo ngumalungisa pho-ke sibindi umphelele lami ngesaba ukubuza mina ukubuza ngesaba ngiphelelwe sengababona besukuma bebuza sengabezwa bewuvula bebuza namhlanje bangaphi angithi yibo labayana abanyamalalayo labayana esingayidlanga eyabo inkubalo yibo labayana ababolayo emajele esingazange silihlalo elabo idale yibo nta asebeziphephela iphetsheya abantshungu balecingweni bayagcinwa njengemkhazi emtyazeni yedonki yibo laba asebathena baba yimgodlela amehlo imigaxa yokucina funa lami kungehlele lokho ngeke ngilinge ukubuza izindaba nkulumane angikhululekanga mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu ukubuza ngesaba mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza angithi ngithi khona ngesaba kodwa sengabona ngasutha sengafunda ngenela ngobuza mhlazane omogene busayo ngobuza mhlazane ithinza iguqula izinto ngobuza mhlazane impama ivusa abantu okwamanje basalele ngobuza ngivuke ngingekho ngihambe mlibe phinde amathamba amabonakale nkulumane omuhle bulawayo omuhle Zimbabwe enhle khuluma sizwe
Desire Monoxide va Desire Monoxide apo vari kuita netembo iri kufambirana neya Nkosi Lati Moyo ya Tambonzwa achiti iye yangu mibvunzo uti wesaba kubuza moyo wesabani
uyabona ungavele ubuze ndoda uyakhamba mlibe akubuzwa lokho kuyizinto yikho nje nani lisakaza likhona belikhona likhatshana lalapha elikhona lapha esikhona thina akubuzwa okunye uyabona nje uthule uzafela phakathi lawo njengephilisi so kuningi singabe singokubuza kodwa ha ndoda yaqalisela ngaphi siya ngaphi
aha and in the background there we are playing I am just a foreigner by Moyoxide. Would have loved to play that poem in its entirety, but time is no longer our best ally. We have just a minute to go. Moyo, akuvaluhlelo baba. Elakusasa le Zimbabwe, iZimbabwe njani ofuna ukuhlala ke?
Yeah, nathi iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo lapho abantu abangaba abangabandlululwa ngemhlobo ukuthi lo ngumhlobo bani njalo iZimbabwe elokuthula engenamanceva egugurawundi abantu bekhumisa umndoda kuxoxa nokube kuhle ikuthi kufunayo khona lokhu isizwe sihlale sizozobali njengokuthi kwakunjani ababusayo bebuse bele mandate abayithiwa nguZulu
Uyichayekhaleni Moyo siyabonga kakhulu baba it was a pleasure having you on Studio 7 The Connection sizaqhubeka sikhuluma baba qhubeka usenza umsebenzi omuhle owenzayo
siyabonga mthokazi
that's Desire Moyo Moyoxide the wrapping our show I'd like to thank our listeners for listening and of course our guests Bongani Ncube Nkosi Lati Moyo Devson Mudzingwa and of course Desire Moyoxide Let's make another date, Zimbabwe. Next week, same time, same station, a different topic. I'm Thungameli Nkomo, and good night.